I'm a native of Keokuk. I'm born and raised. I started a local painting business after I graduated SCC with my associate's degree in environmental science and arts. It started off a small business, and it grew into a successful business, I might say, for this area. I'm in my fifth year of the business. It's going good. I'm a single father of three boys. So that's a good accomplishment for me right there. The reason why I'm running for Keokuk and stuff is I want to help better the generations, parks and stuff, and continue the rebuild of downtown Main Street and the renovation of some of these old historic buildings we have down here.
Why is that a priority for you? Why do you want to see the downtown, see these larger retail buildings rehab it?
Well, I like to promote small business growth. And entrepreneurship. I maybe not so much rely on industrial foreign employment. Maybe try to talk to some of the building owners that own the buildings that are obviously vacant. Maybe talk to some young entrepreneurs slash small business growth people that might want to invest on something like that, and maybe inform them more about some tax renovations on the building. The abatement program we have going on right now for downtown Keokuk, I think, is a great program. Like I said, I definitely support small business growth. I think we have a good downtown area that we should try to revitalize for future generations.
And you mentioned the parks. What do you think is the what do you think of the current parks, and how would you go about improving them?
Well, I think we have excellent parks around. We have a lot of parks around here. I think we're some of the parks need some updated equipment. I think some good fundraisers. We have the amphitheater in Rand Park, which I think would be a great place to do some benefit raisers for the equipment. Say, for example, in Rand Park, I know that as a child myself, I played on the same equipment, so I know it's definitely needed some re-updating on some equipment. Not necessarily saying take the old one out, but maybe find another spot somewhere close to the old one. Maybe we can utilize some of the new upgraded equipment that I've seen in smaller towns and communities around the area. That's why I was thinking maybe to be for being a bigger community, it'd be best for us to invest on our parks and recreational activities for the families.
What do you see as the biggest challenge facing Keokuk right now?
The streets are obviously a big issue. The sidewalks are obviously an issue as well. I think that's going to be a topic that we're just going to have to really just keep chipping away at. You can't rebuild Rome in one day type of thing. It's going to take some time and patience. The renovation of Grand Avenue is obviously in full effect right now, which that's definitely taken up some of the street repair dollars, and obviously. So after I think we get that main one done, I think we'll be able to disperse out throughout the community, different roads that may need it a little more than others.
Would you see more of a borrow a bunch of money and do them all at one time, or maybe do smaller amounts every year? Kind of what approach would you take when it comes to infrastructure?
I think we should take smaller steps. I think right now what we need to do is more or less budget what we got. I know we have fell back on the sewage product, the sewage project or whatever. I know that's definitely a big project for us, so it's taking a lot of stuff out. I think maybe if we just continue doing small spots. I know they've been doing some patch spots around some of the streets. I know it's just a patch spot, but I think it would hold us off till we did get more of a better budget to do a big chunk of the roads all at once.
Sounds like infrastructure and parks would be two of your priorities when it comes to budgeting. Any other areas that would be a budget priority, saying, you know what, we need to make sure we're properly funding these areas?
Well, let's see. I think we need to definitely put more into recreational. I noticed on our Keokuk web page, there's only four small things that Keokuk offers as a recreation, which include the aquatic center, which is only open 3 months of the year, 4 months. The Elks Lodge, the Country Club, and the YMCA. I think we should focus on maybe a little bit more family-oriented activity that would bring in outside people from outside the community to help sponsor and fund this kind of things that we can obviously benefit from if we all come together and find a positive.
A lot of times jobs are a big talking point, especially when it comes to growing the tax base to get those extra amenities. How do you think the city council should play a role in either expanding current businesses, bringing in new businesses? What role should the city council play?
I think the city council should continue to support industry growth, you know, talking about different industries coming into the area or expanding of the industries. I think that's always a good thing. Like I said earlier, I definitely support the small business growth of Keokuk. I think the committee could help educate the people of certain programs, funding, tax breaks, or incentives that we can offer to public to make that more of a public acknowledgement.
One of the issues that's kind of facing the council right now is staffing levels for the police department. There's talk of maybe cutting an officer. Where do you stand on that? Do you think that the city needs to, and depending on how much you've seen about this, whether there should be a reduction in the staffing or should you try to maintain that current staffing?
Well, Jason, once again, I think I'll have to go back to the budget. I think if our budget does allow us to hire on another police officer, I think we should definitely do that. I think the protection of our citizens is definitely key and top goal to give our citizens a safety buffer. But I think if our budget is not willing or capable of handling a new officer, I think we might as well just kind of maybe hold off on something like that until, like I said, we kind of get our budget a little bit better balanced.
As you've been out talking to people, have they raised any issues to you that where they've said, hey, if you're elected, look at this, and now that's on your radar, something that maybe they've brought up or even a topic or an issue that's near and dear to you?
Well, Jason, I've talked to a couple of residents around my area, which I do live in the 5th Ward, so it's more a little bit of a older community. I had a lot of topics on the snow removal on the sidewalks. They were really kind of concerned about something like that because either A, they're too old or elderly or disabled, or they couldn't do it. And I know that the city would actually come and remove it for them, which they would obviously be charged for that service. So I think maybe something I understand that it's a great thing to do for our mail carriers and to keep the sidewalks clean with snow and stuff. But I think something like that where we're actually going to charge them to do it for the city, I think that's something I might want to help change. Maybe bring that back a little bit. I actually wanted to start somewhat of a shoveling for seniors program. I work with the community action program as well, which we kind of try to target the older elderly or the lower income families. And I wanted to kind of bring together some volunteers until maybe we can figure something out about removing this shoveling law, this snow ordinance, that maybe we can pull together some people and get those sidewalks shoveled for those older people or the disabled people that aren't able to shovel it for them.
Any other topics that I haven't thought to ask about that you'd like to touch on?
The recycling project. I think that's something that we also obviously have to inform our public about on better ways to recycle. One of the ways that I've heard from, I talked to one of the recycle people that pick up the trash or the recycling products, and he says that the people don't have to separate them. I think if that's one thing, because he always comes and finds them all separated, I think if they realize that they don't have to separate them, that they're going to be separated at the facility, I think that might encourage more people to kind of not have to worry about separating it at all. Also, I think maybe a bigger container to put the recycling in. I know as a father of three boys myself, we go through a lot of milk, a lot of apple juice, a lot of plastic containers, and we just don't have the room in that green tub for a week's worth or 2 weeks, 2 weeks worth of recycling. And I know there's a recycling place down there at the Keokuk Police Department where you can drop off your recyclables, but maybe even find maybe like a U-Drive of some sort, maybe a little bit more friendly, public-friendly place to drop off your recyclables. You're also allowed to drop off your recyclables out there at the transfer station, which I think their facility is a nice setup. It's off to the side, out of the way. but maybe like maybe a U-Drive of some sort, maybe located down there by the police department, of some way of more easy access for that kind of a recycling facility. But the larger containers might cause that problem to alleviate itself. So, but then again, once again, we'd have to worry about, you know, purchasing larger recycle containers. Or I hear you could put them in your own old trash can as long as it's labeled recycling. So that'd be something that maybe we can inform the public of, maybe hand out some stickers that you can put on the side of the trash cans to make them, to make the recyclable guys know that that's recyclables.
Any final thoughts?
I just want to thank everybody for giving me the opportunity to run for this position. I know I got a lot of people in my corner rooting me on and stuff. It's definitely going to be a challenge, but I think I strive in adversity, and I think I can figure out a proper solution with my fresh and innovative ideas and positive public support.